It's time to check in with our state's pollies to see what's affecting our community.
It's time for Blandy's State Polygraph.
This is no rest for the wicked, is there? Adrian Tantari, state member for Hervey Bay. Hi. What's been happening in the wonderful world of politics?
Oh, well, look, as everybody knows, you know, we're moving through the winter period. It's been quite chilly outside and people are just getting around about, doing as much as I possibly can to talk to people about the programs that we've got in place in Hervey Bay, in particular, a lot of our cost of living measures that have been out there at the moment, really well accepted in the community. You know, starting at the 1st of July, obviously people are getting out, they'll be seeing the $1,000 off their power bills, but also the extra $300 coming from the federal government, as well as their, you know, their concessional $362. But, you know, people have been asking me about the Rego, Andrew, and saying, when do I get that off? And I'd say, well, hang on, whoa, hold the horses. You know, that starts on the 5th of August. So, those individuals who may have already paid their Rego at this point in time, don't fret. You won't be missing out. It is a 12-month cycle. So if it goes from the 5th of August to the 4th of August next year. Mm-hmm. So if you're in that 12-month cycle, obviously you get your Rego, you get your 20% off your Rego there. But also other things like our Fair Play vouchers, they've gone off like a frog in a sock, as they say. I shouldn't probably say that, but
I'm sure all frogs out there will not be too offended. Kermit, settle down. It's all right.
Yeah, that's right. But they've gone really, really well. They've been really well received. And obviously, you know, I and local members have been pushing the Premier and the Treasurer. You know, he groans every time we get on the phone because, you know, we want more money for our communities. And they've gone down really, really well.
Tell us about those vouchers.
Well, they're $200 off Fair Play vouchers. So what you do is you're able to get you register for the vouchers online. You get to $200 for every child in your family between the ages of 5 and 17. We'll be able to get to $200 off. Mm-hmm. And that will allow them to, you know, parents can use that to pay registration fees, can pay all those sorts of things, sports equipment, that sort of thing. So we've had some people say to us, oh, but we've already done that. We have our kids only play winter sports or they only play summer sports. These things are valid for a 12-month period. Okay. So if your child only does a summer or a winter sport, you'll still be able to use that. But also some of the other recreational things that your child might be able to do. So that's a great bonus in the cost of living environment.
Yeah, it is actually.
Kids, yeah.
It's sad some kids don't get to play sport purely because financially their parents can't afford it. But this is a great initiative.
And Andrew, that's the reason why. We're just trying to ease the pressure a little bit on the family budget. You know, everybody knows the cost of living's gone up, and that's why this particular budget that just went past and the federal budget's all about cost of living and making sure that we can ease that pressure on people in with their family budget. So it's been a great thing. I've had very positive feedback from it.
Okay, we're getting closer towards the election. What's the feeling out on the street?
Well, the feeling out on the street is people want to hear about the policies of both major parties. Now, it is unfortunate that the opposition, and I'll have a bit of a slug at them, is they're all about slick slogans, you know, four word slogans all the time. No real detail yet. Yes, I can understand that the opposition leader wants to do a small target process, but look, people are asking me questions. They're asking me about what our policies are in regards to all those various areas, including, you know, education, health, community safety, all those policies. We've got the detail out there. We put the flesh on the bones, and we've got the legislation in the parliament to do that. Unfortunately, Andrew, the opposition just want to talk slogans all the time. So.
Adult times for adult crimes.
Yep,
what do you make of that? Getting off, out of jail, in, out, recommitting offences.
Can
people
I say,
have
Andrew,
enough of
that any victim, we acknowledge that any victims is one too many, and that we may need to make sure that that we look after them, that we actually have support for them. But we have in place policies that have been going for a long time in regards to getting to the root causes of crime. And so these are policies that have been fleshed out, that have been put through the process of ensuring that that they actually have merit and that they are supported within the community. And these are policies that, with regards to youth crime, like our co-responder model that we have on the ground in Hervey Bay, our high visibility patrol, and also community safety is vitally important, particularly with, we making sure we've got more police, making sure that we've got a greater presence on the ground, and we're making sure that they're out there helping the community in regards to this. Now, I know for a fact, talking to police nearly every week, that the crime rates in Hervey Bay have dropped. They have dropped. The legislation we've put into place, the policies that we've put into place, have reduced crime. So they're statistically, they are there. It's all for everybody to see. You only need to go on to the Queensland Police Service's crime data and you'll see that there is a drop there. So don't take my word for it. Go onto that site and have a look at it.
Okay, Adrian, we are out of time, but much appreciate you coming in this morning and having a chat. And if not before, we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Andrew.